Put Jazz in your washing machine, finest jazz you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Maida.
Ross, I thought you and Dr. Davis would never leave Chucky's room. It's been...
Not quite half an hour.
It seems so much longer. Where is Dr. Davis? What did he say?
He's in the corridor talking with Ted. I would have suggested that he come in here, but I thought in view of the situation that exists between you and Ted...
What difference does it make? You can tell me. Does the doctor think an operation?
No. He doesn't feel surgery is indicated. His diagnosis is exactly what ours was. He didn't advise any change in procedure.
Well, what did he think? How long did he say Chucky would be unconscious?
He doesn't know any more than we do.
Did he think there was any hope?
Yes. There have been many injuries such as Chucky's. Sometimes the patient snapped out of it in a matter of days. Sometimes weeks, and even longer.
And they all recovered?
No. A certain percent.
How large a percent?
That's difficult to say.
You're not telling me the truth, Ross. It's a very small percentage. You may as well tell me.
Yes. But there's always a chance. And it is possible, Mater, that Chucky has a good chance of pulling through this. Would you like to talk to Dr. Davis yourself?
No.
I think it might be a good idea. But just because Ted arranged for him to come from San Francisco...
It isn't that. I've no quarrel with what Ted did.
You've got to give the devil his due, you know. I'm sure I'd have done the same thing if I were in his place.
Surely you don't think I resent a doctor just because Ted suggested him?
I didn't think so. But then one never knows.
Ted doesn't exist for me. As for having wanted a consultant, I would have suggested that myself. If I didn't have every faith in you and the doctors here in Selby Flats Hospital.
Then you don't want to speak with Dr. Davis.
There's no reason to. You've told me what he said.
Very well, my dear. Suppose you stay here in the waiting room. I'll join Dr. Davis, and I'll let you know when he's gone.
Thanks, Ross.
You're going home soon, aren't you?
Later.
Look here, young lady. You'd better take care of yourself. We can't have you cracking up.
Don't worry. I won't.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
That's all I can tell you, Mr. White. Oh,
Dr. Bowling.
Where is Mrs. White, doctor?
In the waiting room. I don't think she wants to be disturbed.
Doesn't want to be disturbed? Surely she'd like to know.
Suppose we go in there.
Mrs. White is under a terrific strain, Dr. Davis. I prefer that you wouldn't talk with her.
Dr. Davis, brain specialist who flew in from San Francisco this afternoon, is somewhat at a loss. to understand a mother who is reluctant to learn the result of his diagnosis of the condition of her son. You look rather questioningly at Mr. White, Doctor. But you can't know the real story behind the accident to a small boy. Nor will you be told. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white whitewashers without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Yes, for white whitewashers without red hands, the swing is back to Dove. Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white whitewashes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Does. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does everything. Get a box today, and you'll say it too.
For white whitewashes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
You're sure, Dr. Bowling, there isn't something I can say to Mrs. White to give her at least some reassurance?
No, Dr. Davis.
You've talked with Mrs. White, Dr. Bowling?
Yes.
Did she indicate to you that she didn't want to see Dr. Davis?
Yes, she did.
Do you have transportation to the airport, Doctor?
Yes, I have a car waiting for me. I'm sorry, Mr. White, that I can't tell you anything definite, but I want to assure you again that your son is in good hands.
Thank you, Doctor, for having made the trip. I'll send you a check tomorrow.
Oh, that's quite all right. It's a pleasure meeting you, Dr. Bowling. I must say you have a very fine hospital here. It's well equipped and evidently well staffed. If you'll excuse me, I'll pay my respects to Dr. Parker, whom I knew very well when he was practicing in San Francisco. Goodbye. And good luck.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Dr. Davis.
What reason did Mater give you for not wanting to see Dr. Davis? Is it because of me?
No, Ted. There was no reason for her to talk with him.
Then it was your idea.
Hardly. I told her the result of our consultation, and she didn't feel it was necessary to hear again what she's heard since the day Chucky was brought into the hospital. I meant what I said, Ted. But I told Dr. Davis that Maida is under a terrific strain. She can't take too much more.
I don't suppose you can appreciate what I'm going through.
I think I can, Ted. On the other hand, well,
what's on your mind, Doctor?
Nothing.
Then if you'll pardon me, I'll go to my wife. Perhaps I can reassure her. At least attempt to.
I don't think that would be advisable.
I beg your pardon.
I'd rather you wouldn't, Ted.
You'd rather I wouldn't. Look here, old chap.
Before you go any further...
Dr. Bowling, Maida is still my wife. I'm certain in my own mind, after what's happened, she and I will again find a meeting ground.
As Mrs. White's physician, I want you to know that I will not permit you to see your wife.
As her physician, did you say?
Yes.
You seem to have appointed yourself her guardian, as it were. I intend to see Maida, whether you like it or not.
For everyone's good, Ted, why don't you leave the hospital?
If you'll pardon me, please. And in the future, Doctor, you can confine your activities, as far as my family is concerned, to your profession. Meta. Dr. Davis has left. I understand Dr. Bowling gave you a report of the consultation.
Yes, he did.
I wish you'd met Dr. Davis.
I saw no point in talking to him.
But he might have given you some reassurance.
Only time can give me that.
Do you mind if I sit here for a moment?
It doesn't make much difference.
You're still blaming me for the accident, aren't you?
I don't want to discuss it.
You should realize that what happened to Chucky could have happened anywhere, anytime. You've undoubtedly read of youngsters who've had similar injuries, even though they weren't in a boxing ring. Mr. Miller said it was just one of those things.
Just one of those things? You'd like to forget that the accident occurred during a boxing lesson.
That isn't the point.
To you, it would be. I don't want to talk about it.
Don't you think we should?
We. There isn't any we. There isn't even a you.
You're not thinking or speaking rationally, Meta.
Why don't you leave me alone?
Meta, Chucky is both your son and mine. Whether you believe it or not, he means as much to me as he could possibly mean to you. I have every hope, every belief that he'll pull through this.
Ted, I wish you'd go. If you don't, I won't be responsible for what I may say or do.
You actually hate me, don't you?
I loathe you for what you've done to my son. Please go.
Very well, Meta. I've at least made an effort. I can't do any more.
That's right. You can't do any more. You can't do any more. Ever.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
For white whitewashes without red hands, I'm going back to Dove's.
Yes, for white whitewashes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove's. So if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover your hands couldn't take it, then change to Dove's. See what it means to get clothes really clean. Towels dazzling white. Colors sparkling. To get all this with such wonderful care for your hands.
You'll get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hand. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, join the swing to Does. Get it today. Meta inadvertently learns that her brother Bill is no longer with the advertising agency. In the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. He does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.